Happy Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan. That is in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team. You got all the Junks in studio again. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. Jason Bishop is bundled up. He's wearing at least three layers at this point.
Well, it was 8 degrees when I woke up.
That's pretty brutal.
Might have been 8 below.
John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakesy?
He's present. And Eric Bickle is back from his road trip down to North Kakalaki.
Looks like you got a new hoodie there, Cakes.
I do. This is another you know, my expanding
He's
empire
representing.
of Commander's gear.
In the spirit of just it's the week of the Commander's wants to play the music. Let's just hear it.
Yeah, I mean,
why wouldn't we just want to hear it all the time? Mm-hmm. You know, you're wearing
Bank
your...
Bank 7, number 44.
You got quite a
workout yesterday.
You're wearing your Commander sweatshirt. Nice.
Yeah. I was very happy when I bought this sweatshirt. I was like, the price tag on it, I was like, ugh, I don't want to pay that. But luckily, I had $30 in, like, Dick's cash, so I wound up only spending $45 instead of $75.
You weren't lamenting your choice thinking, man, I'm going to have to replace this in a year when they have the name change. Because you know it's not happening.
It's in the back of my brain, but like, look, I'm getting swept up in Jade Mania.
I love it.
I wanted the big W, so I bought it.
I said,
screw it, and I bought it.
You are swept up in it. Good. I'm glad for you.
Totally am.
So I got it.
How was the checkout deal at the hotel? Did you pay off
the
maid? You know what ended up happening? There was like a 45-minute window, and my wife raced over, and she got a cart, and we loaded all our stuff up in a car, and we just made it work.
So you did check out on time?
I just left the hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I mean, you didn't ask for a
late checkout. I think even without getting late checkout, you can probably overstay your welcome.
Oh, like, sure. Because they don't know when
you
leave.
Like, I mean, is a maid really going to come and knock on the door at 11:01
and force you
out of your room?
No, of course.
I don't think so.
No, they're always very cool. But it's just the stressfulness of not feeling like you should be there. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah. You feel like you're on borrowed time.
Yeah, you're on borrowed time.
Yeah.
It's an awkward feeling.
Yeah.
But we had a great tournament. We ended up losing in the final, 16-14 in the third set. Amazing. The kids played so great. They went 9-1 for the weekend.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun, but it was a long drive back. So tired. I actually watched a little of the game and then went to sleep. I guess it was probably right around halftime, maybe a little before halftime when I went to bed.
21-7 at halftime. I went to bed at 28-7, and I guess Notre Dame made a game of it.
Yeah,
but then
in the end,
there was a key third down, and they threw it to Jeremiah Smith on a go route.
Yeah.
Hit a field goal, game over.
Yep, yeah.
You know what? Props to
them
to Ohio State and props to Chip Kelly because Chip Kelly in his first year as OC wins a national championship, but he brings in Will Howard from Kansas State, who a lot of people criticized the portal signing for him because he wasn't a thrower at Kansas State; he was more of a runner. He wasn't a very good thrower.
Mm-hmm.
He just wasn't used that way. But, man, Chip Kelly turned him into a really good thrower and maybe a pro, and he had a great year.
Didn't he start off the game about 14 for 14 or 15 for 15?
Yeah, he turned into a completely different quarterback. Now, he had great receivers, but he's got great line and great receivers, but props to him.
I give the coaches some credit. I give more credit to the $20 million they apparently spent on players.
Well, that helps.
It's good to have a big, fat NIL budget. It does not hurt.
That does help.
I'm just already thinking about next year and what happens if they lose to Michigan again.
Right.
And like they're literally going to want to hang them.
Then they want them fired.
They're going to want them out.
Yeah.
You know, there's a portion of them already want them out.
Crazy fans.
Crazy. But yeah,
not happy with the national championship, but unhappy with the Michigan loss.
Did Portnoy have some bet like on Notre Dame or anything?
I don't know.
Did he get involved in this?
Not sure.
Yeah, curious. I know. I think he had some. Didn't he have some NFL game on his winnings from the Trump meme or something? I think he parlayed that into like $1 million bet on something.
Mm.
It's impossible to keep up with that guy.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's impossible to keep up with him. It's just he's crazy.
When you're worth $200 million, you can just drop.
Yeah.
You can bet on anything you want, and at the highest stakes.
Look, he's a brilliant marketer in the sense that he gets all this free publicity.
Yeah,
you know, so it might cause he gets a ton of coverage.
Yeah.
For these outrageous bets.
Yeah, so I watched some. It was just It sucked that it wasn't more competitive
early. Yeah.
And then I was thinking, and Jason mentioned this yesterday, they dragged it out too long. Cool to have the playoffs, but...
Well, they're trying to avoid going head-to-head with the NFL. That's the problem.
Well, that part is smart.
Yeah. I can't remember who said it. It was one of these college football analysts. They said, look, the national championship should be on January 1st.
Well, that's not going to ever happen again.
It's the tradition, and it's been gone, like you said, for years. Mm-hmm. But that's the date that you own. You own that day.
Yeah.
Nope.
I mean...
No more.
Not anymore.
January 20th?
It's not expanded. If you want expanded playoffs, yeah. You're not going to get that. Unless you cut down the regular season, which they'll never do.
No, they're not going
to
cut
But Notre Dame goes down an 18-play drive to start the game, and, you know, great drive to go up 7-0. And then the rest of the half, they ran, I don't know, seven or eight plays.
Right.
Because Ohio State just scored on four consecutive possessions. So it was a dominant win, even though Notre Dame made it a little interesting in the fourth.
Man, I was just props tallying up my Ubers. I got the receipts. I didn't pay attention.
LA Ubers.
From LA. So
pricey.
I had an Uber from the airport to Kelsey's place.
Can I guess that?
Sure.
I'm going to guess how many miles is it?
I'm roughly, not sure.
Roughly. 10? 15?
15.
Oh, 15 miles from LAX? I mean, that's got to be steep. I'm going to say that was $78.
That's pretty close. With the tip, I think once I included the tip, it was in that ballpark.
All right.
But then Saturday evening to the Intuit Dome,
mm-hmm.
getting there, and this included the tip, wasn't as bad. Mm-hmm. $72.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But then they got me on the way home, and I didn't even... We even walked like 15 minutes
mm-hmm.
because the price was so outrageous when I first looked at it. Everybody was out looking for an Uber when you leave the Intuit Dome.
Yeah.
$158 on the way back.
Hold on. Wow. And that was a good price?
Yeah.
Hey.
Did you ever consider renting a car instead of Ubering?
I probably should have. I didn't really think about it. I could have used Kelsey's car. Kelsey has a car. But then I would have had to figure out parking.
Yeah.
I don't know how to drive to the Intuit Dome.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I don't know where it is.
That's what GPS is for. Or you're,
I mean, that's true.
You could have made it happen then. Yeah. I could have.
He acts like he's going to be unfolding a big map. Where's this newfangled Intuit Dome?
Yeah, but you always worry about parking even the places you know.
That is true.
Even the places you know, like Capital One.
It's very true.
And so this is a place I don't know. So I just did the Uber, and then the price gouging just got me.
You could have figured it out, though.
It was pretty cool, though. The Intuit Dome, which has been hyped up, Ballmer for the LA Clippers and everything like that. You had to walk in there with the app. So I had to set up the app, and on the app, you set up your credit card and facial recognition. So you don't pay for anything with a card. You just walk into a little spot, you pick up your nachos, you walk out, and then it charges you at the end.
I don't love that, but that's how things
that's
are gonna going.
That's going to be the new norm.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
I guess it will be. We'll see. Hopefully I'll be dead. I mean.
Forks out well. I mean, it makes everything faster.
Yeah.
You're not waiting for people behind a counter.
Just like cameras. I kind of resent it, to be honest with you.
You just grab your beer, and then it sees you.
I understand. I just don't love being like facially recognized.
You don't like Big Brother's watching you.
Yeah, it's too much for me.
Yeah, it's too invasive.
That's overreach. Yeah. But okay, whatever.
Yeah. I was telling Cakes yesterday, I can see why Leonsis wanted to move to Alexandria and start his own thing over there, and it just didn't work out. Because the video screens and everything like that was just next level. Mm-hmm. And I never have a problem. When I go to Capital One, I think it's great.
Yeah.
Well, they keep adding stuff.
I was like, oh, so JV.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's crazy today in 2025. But I feel like when we go to Cap One, I mean, they keep adding layers to that thing in the middle of the, you know.
The Jumbotron.
The Jumbotron.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
the Jumbotron I look at and I never win the 50-50 raffle.
No.
I just never win it. Mm. Ever. Even when I go to a Wizards game and the raffle is like $4,000. It's like a paltry number. Mm-hmm. Like hardly anybody's bought tickets and never won.
And the guy recognized you when we were there.
I think he did. He's like, he walks by us while we're sitting in the Hennessy Lofts. He goes, Cakes, you want to buy some 50-50s?
Right.
I was like, of course. Of course I want to buy 50-50s. It's part of the reason why I come to these events.
Yeah.
So you've never won once?
Never won once. Not even what
Due theory.
You know, let me correct that.
I might have won I think Valdez and I may have chopped like at one of the Purple Heart Opens. We may have chopped like a 50-50. And it was, you know, for $100. And then everybody's like chanting, give it back.
Give it back, right?
Give it back. They want you to give it back to the charity, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we caved or not. We might have. I mean, there's a lot of pressure when people are chanting at you to give the money back instead of like keeping it for your greedy self.
Hey, what do you think Ted got for hosting the inauguration?
I have no idea.
Would love to know that number.
It's probably a fat check, but I have no idea what the number is.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
Can
you imagine?
It's his building.
Jeez.
All right, coming up on the show today, we've got Sam Fortier. We'll talk Commanders with him at 7:45. We'll also talk Commanders with Logan Paulson. Might as well play the music.
You paid for
That's not the music. That's George Bush from back in the day. There's the music. Logan Paulson on an 8:25. Sam Monson from the Check the Mic podcast. He'll be on with us at 9 a.m. And adjust your calendars, Caps fans. Coach Carberry is on today, not tomorrow, because they're in the midst of their longest road trip of the season.
Edmonton tonight.
They're currently in Edmonton. So he will join us at 9:40. So it's a big junk show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.